निबंधना है आश्री मता माँ सूच संपदन दैवी अभी जातो सी पाल अर्जुन इज एडवाइज बाय कृष्ण He has described before the what is Devi Sampad and what is Asuri Sampad. Abhayam Sang, Satya Sang Siddhi. These are Devi Sampad. Abhayam Satya Sang Siddhi, Jnana Yoga Bhavasthiti. दानं दमस्त जग्रस्त साध्याय स्तपाजवम अहिंसा सत्यम अक्रोध त्याग शांति अपैष्णम दया भूतेषु अलोलुप्तम मार्गवम ही अचापलम तीज क्षमाधृति शौचम अद्रोह दातिमानिता भवन्ति संपदं दैवीं अभिजातस्य भाव There are two classes of men. There are two classes of men within this world. In the Vishnu Purana, it is said that Vishnu Bhakta Bhavetve Deva. Those are Vishnu Bhaktas, devotee of Lord Vishnu. Three deities, Vishnu, Mahesha, and Brahma, Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesha. So, those are devotees of Vishnu, they are devata. Not that the Asuras, just like Ravan, Ravan was a great devotee of Lord Shiva. And Hiranyakashipu was a great devotee of Brahma. But both of them have been described as Asura and Rakshasa. They are great devotees. Therefore, the conclusion is, there are two classes of men, Asura and Deva. So Vishnu Bhakta Bhavetve, those who are devotees of Lord Vishnu, they are Deva, Devata, or demigods. And Asurasta Vipalta. What is the difference between Devata and Asura? That is explained by Krishna that Daivi Sampad Vimoksha. If you develop your divine qualities as that described, Ahimsa, Satyasang Siddhi. Satyasang Siddhi means existential purification. How that we as spirit soul We are pure, original. Because Krishna is pure. Arjuna accepts Krishna after understanding Bhagavad Gita. Parabrahma param dhama pavitram paramam bhava. You are param pavitra. And God is param pavitra is admitted in the Isopanishad. Apapa vidyam asnaviram. Asnaviram means in the body of God there are no veins. And therefore apapa vidyam. Veins, as soon as we have got these veins, that is material body. The body is maintained under certain material condition. You eat, and the eating substance transformed into secretion, then through the veins it comes to the heart, and heart it becomes red, corpuscle, there's blood, the blood is diffused. So therefore, there are so many channels there. And these things are pushed down with the air. And if there is a shortage of air circulation, the man becomes paralyzed. This is scientific. So these things are required for the material body, not for the spiritual body. In spiritual body, asnaridam, there is no vent. Therefore, one who misunderstands Krishna as having his material body, he has been described in the Bhagavad Gita as mūḷha. Abhijānanti māṁ mūḷha mānasim tanumāsu. He has no name. There is no difference between body and soul. We have got defined with our body and soul. Therefore, this existence with this material body is not śuddha, is not pure. Therefore, sattva saṁsiddhi, abhayam sattva saṁsiddhi, śrīla Viśrāna Chakravarti Thakur has described this abhayam means fearlessness. Unless I become fearless, I cannot give up my present position. Just like according to our Vedic system, not our, everyone, Vedic system is for everyone. It is not that for a particular class of men, Vedic system. That's wrong. When Krishna says, Chatut Bandham Maya system, this Vedic system, it is for all. Not for a particular country, a particular society. So, the basic system is that one should accept the order, sannyas order, at the last stage of his life. Suppose one lives for 100 years, he should become brahmachari, student, for 25 years, then a married man for another 25 years. And after 50 years, panchasuddham vanam brahmi, he should accept the vanabhasi. Vanabhasi means vanaprastha. Vana, from vana, vana. One who has gone to the forest. Vanaprastha. So, then, when he is prepared, he should take sannyas. The whole institution is made for satta. Sattva saṁsiddhi. So, one has to purify his existential life. Otherwise, if he does not purify his existence, then he has to transmigrate from one body to another, and that is material. That is material existence. Jalyana ulakhani savala lokapunsati, one has to transmigrate from lower species of life, aquatic life, to trees, from trees to insects, insects to birds, birds to bees, and from bees, that is evolution. That evolution is not Darwin's evolution. That evolution, it is called, janmanta, God. This soul is going from one body to another. Not that the body stands for. The Darwin theory is that the body stands for. No. Body cannot transfer. Body can take the effect according to the desire of the soul or according to the effects, resultant action of one's karma. The different types of bodies are all there. Just like in Calcutta, there are different types of apartments. So you can take an apartment or purchase an apartment according to the price you pay. That is village. If you can pay more, then you can get a nice body, nice apartment. This body is apartment. Uddhaṁ vasanti sattva if you are regulated in the modes of goodness, sattva, satogun, then you are promoted to the higher planetary system, higher system of life. That's why the Bhagavad Gita is also said that Sutinam Simatangihi Yoga Bhrasta Sanja. One who is not mature in his performance of yoga, he is given chance, another chance, another chance in a very nice family, Sutinam, very pure Brahmin family, and Simatan, very rich, royal, or very rich, mercantile family. These are chances. The nature and the order of Krishna is giving chance to us. Giving chances to come out of the entanglement of birth and death. Janmavishtijaradhyadi dukkudushana darsanam. One should be intelligent to see the troubles of these four incidences of life. Janma, Mrityu, Jara, Vyadhi. That is the four Vedic system. How to get out of this planet. But they are given chance that you do this, you do that, you do that, so regulated life, so that ultimately he can come out. Therefore, Bhagavan says, Daivi Sampad Vimokhaya. If you develop Daivi Sampad, these qualities, as described, Ahimsa, Sattva, Sanshuddhi, Ahimsa, so many things. Then you get out, Vimokhaya. Unfortunately, the modern civilization, they do not know what is Vimokhaya. They are so blind. They do not know that there is some position which is called Vimoksha. They do not know. They do not know what is next life. There is no educational system. I am traveling all over the world. There is not a single institution which is meant for giving education about the transmigration of the soul. How one can get better life. They don't believe. They have no knowledge. And that is Asuri Sampa. That will be described here. Pravittincha nivittincha janana vidurasura. Pravittin means attraction or attachment. In what sort of activities we should be attached? And what sort of activity shall be detached? That the asura has the guna. Pravittincha nivittincha. Pravittincha nivittincha janana vidurat. Na saucha manapi chachara. Na chattam teshu vidyate. These are the asuras. They do not know how their life should be directed. In which direction? That is called pravitti. And what sort of life they should be detached or given? Nivitti. Pravitti through jivatana. That is it. Bhutana. Pravitti through nivitti through mahapana. The whole chapter, whole baby direction is called pravitti nivitti. They are gradually training. Just like Loki Babayami Samadha Shiva Nityasu Jantu. A living entity has got natural inclination for babaya, sex, life, and Madhya Shiva, intoxication, Amisha sex, and meat eating. A natural instinct there is. But asuras, they do not try to stop it. They want to increase it. That is asura life. I have got some disease. If I want to cure it, then doctor gives me some prescription that you don't take, it's a diabetic patient. He forbids me, don't take sugar, don't take starch. Similarly, the Shastra gives us direction that you should be accepting these things and you should be not accepting these things. Shastra. Just like in our society, we have picked up the most essential niriti and praviti. The praviti we are instructing our students, no illicit sexual, no meat eating, no amisha seva. Amisha seva, nitya astu jantu, but the shastra says that if you can give up nivittisku mahapalam, then your life is successful. But we are not prepared. If we are not prepared to accept the pravrittis and not to accept the nivittis, then one must know that he is asura. Krishna says here, pravrittim ca nivittim ca janana vidura asura. Vidura, what is it? They say, even a big sani will say, oh, what is this? Wrong. You can eat anything. It doesn't matter. You can't do anything. You simply give me tea and I give you some special mantra. This is interesting. So because we want such treatment. If I say, it's like in our society, if you have been given the freedom, no, whatever you like, you can do. Millions of students would have come. But that is not possible. We don't make any compromise like that. That you can do whatever you like, you can eat whatever you like. No. We don't restrict to the ordinary. But if one comes forward to become our student, serious student, then he must follow this. Pravritti needs. Otherwise he remains asura. And we have to make a asura a deva. That is our purpose. Krishna consciousness means that it is not that if a man is born in asura family, he cannot be deva. No, he can be deva. Krishna says, Mani partha dakasritta jitishu papajana. Papajana means asura jana. Or lower than asura jana. Oh, Kriya Sudya Tathavaisya Sri Janti Parangati. Everyone has got a chance. So this Krishna consciousness movement is giving chance to everyone to become devata. It is so nice. Because without becoming devata, he will be in time. He has to continue this whole process of birth, death, disease and old age. That yes, that's what Krishna says, the daivi sampad vimoksha. If you want to get rid of this troublesome material existence, threefold miserable condition of material existence, then you have to develop daivi sampad. That can be developed. It is not that stereotype, one he is condemned, he cannot be raised. No, anyone can be raised. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted Jalayaman. They fell down. They were born in Brahmin family, nice family, but due to bad association, they became drunkards, they became woman hunters, meat eaters, gambling, so many, all these good qualities. At the present moment, in the human society, without these, they are not civilized. They must have a class. What is this class? I have seen in Germany. Just like we have got, after two steps, a Pangiri shop. Similarly, in Hamburg I have seen, a few steps after, there is a small class. What is the business of the class? The business of class, that a young woman should be there, and there should be wine, and cards for playing gambling. And whenever they get holiday, you won't find him at home. He has immediately gone to the class. So, these things, not only in Germany, about, say, 30 years ago, one of my godbrothers went to England, and Lord Gippler, he said that whether Swamiji can make us blank. So he proposed these four things. Yes, we can make you blank, provided you give us this bad habit. What is that? No illicit sex, no meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication. He said it is impossible. This is our life. You see? So it is very difficult. It is very, therefore, the pravitti nivitti, the basic rules have been formulated in such a way that if a man has got pravitti for meat eating or drinking or for sex life or gambling, so you will know that gambling is allowed on the Kali Puja day, you know. Especially northern Indian people, merchant kind of people, they take it, advance gambling. And sex life is allowed marriage. That is gradually nivitti. Marriage. Otherwise they will become upstairs. The society will be lost. And meat eating allowed also, all night, just offer a goat before Kali and take that. Not purchase from the market or slaughterhouse. No. So, these things are there just to gradually make him refrain from all these facts. Maybe. This is it. Not that, there is in the Vedas, Kali Puja, we are devotees of that. Why? For nitity, that's all. They become devotees of Kali only for nitity, that's all. There is no other devotion. So actually. So nitity, but that is nitity mark. Nitity mark. In the Vaishnava philosophy, that immediately give up this. Otherwise, it will not pass. Because in the next line it is said, Devi Sampa Vimapsaya Nivan Phalaya Hasuri Mata Masuta Sampadam Devi Abhijatasi Pandava. My dear Pandava, don't be afraid, because as soon as Krishna said that Devi Sampa Vimapsaya Nivandana Asuri Mata. So Nivandana Asuri Mata, I am fighting now. This is the business of Asuri, I am now violent. So he became afraid. So then I am also in Asuri. Come up. The Krishna immediately says, no, don't be afraid. Ma sucha sampadama devi. My dear Arjuna, you don't be afraid. Don't worry. Why? Because you have no Asuri. I am fighting. You are fighting for me. Therefore you are not Asuri. Those who are fighting for their self-gratification, they are asuras. But if need be, fighting for right cause, of course everyone thinks right cause, therefore it should become for. Just like Arjuna for. When he understood that this fighting is right cause, it is sanctioned by Krishna. Then it is right. You cannot make your right thought. You cannot formulate that this is right thought. That is mental concoction. You must get it sanctioned. That is the principle of baby life. Divine life. Divine life means, as it is stated in the Bhagavad, that atapungvi dijastration in Naimishara. All the big brains are addressed by Śrīla Gosvāmī. And he says that, my dear, all the great brains are present here. Atatpungi is just Śrīla Varṇāśrama Vibhāga. There are different duties of the Brahman Atma. A Brahmin has got his duty, a Kshatriya has got his duty. Yeah. Now, Kshatriya's duty is fighting. So, how this fighting can be utilized as perfection of life? Nobody will say, oh, fighting, how is it perfection? Killing others? No, there is perfection. What is that? Atakungi-jija-sresa-varnasama-vibhāgata-sānu-sthita-sa-dharma-sa-iva-kattriya-ya-dharma-is-fighting. You try to please the Supreme Lord by your fight. That is perfection. You are Brahmin, so you try to please the Supreme Lord by your Brahminical knowledge. What is that Brahminical? Brahma-jāna-dhīti-brahma. So, one who knows Brahma, he is Brahmin. Then, the next stage is for Brahmin to become Vaishnava. To become Vaishnava. Because Brahmana hi pratishtaham, simply one is one stop, simply like Brahma knowledge, and does not make further progress. That is not perfection. Perfection is Krishna says that I am the origin of Brahma Jyoti. Therefore, from the Brahma Jyoti, one should make progress up to Krishna. Just like sunshine, everyone is sunshine. That's all right. But if you have got power, then you reach the sun planet. You see the sun go. Because the original source of the sunshine is the sun god. Similarly, Brahma Jyoti, the origin of Brahma Jyoti is Krishna. Brahmanaham pratishtha. Brahma Jyoti is emanating from the body of Krishna. It is confirmed in the Brahma Samhita. Jasya prabha prabhavatu jagadanna kuti. So in this way, we make cross. So, here Arjuna, although he was fighter, Arjuna did not change his position. He did not become a Brahmin. After hearing Bhagavad Gita, it is not that he gave up his profession as a Kshatriya and going to Himalaya to become a Brahmin meditation. No. He became perfect by his own profession. How? Because he satisfied Krishna. So, you can be situated in any position, that does not matter. But try to satisfy Krishna. Now that is Krishna consciousness forms. How to satisfy Krishna? It is not very difficult. Krishna says, now, you can say that Arjuna was a fighter and there was great need of the Kurukshetra fighting. So he satisfied Krishna, but I am a poor man, I am not Kshatriya or not yet. That doesn't matter. Krishna says, Manmana bhava mad bhakto madhyari maga namaskuru. Now, you come here is Krishna, you always think of Krishna, Manmana, you become devotee of Krishna, whatever you can offer to Krishna. Manmana bhava mad bhakto madhyari, you worship Krishna. If you don't come here, you can do it at your home. Manvana bhavavad bhakta madhyadi mang namaskuru. Somewhere or other, you become Krishna conscious. There is no difficulty. No, I have no money, I cannot worship Krishna in this way, says Lord Dashley. No. Yeah, Krishna does not say. Krishna says, Satram Krishna Phalam. He's a poor man. All right, give me little fruit. Little flower, little water, I'll eat it. Then what do you want more? Or if you cannot do anything, chant Hare Krishna. So Krishna consciousness movement is so easy. Everyone can take it and make his life successful. Devi sammat devakhaya nibandhanaya asuhi mata masuta sampadam. Yes. Just to tell the devotees that in their engaged, that's how Hanuman became engaged in fighting with Ravana, but he became the greatest devotee of Lord Ramchandra. Arjuna also began engaged in fighting with the Kauravas, and he is a great Bhaktosi, Priyosi. Krishna gives certificate to him. You are my dear friend, Priyosi, Bhaktosi. Similarly, he can do everything for Krishna. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Tamar Adhai Guru Heya Tarvayate, Jare Kaho Krishna Ko, Jare Dasho Tare Kaho Krishna Ko. Everyone can do that. There is no difficulty. Pranay Rathai Diyavas. Somebody can dedicate his life. Somebody can dedicate his money. Somebody can dedicate his intelligence. Somebody can dedicate his words. So it is not at all difficult. In this way, simply by accepting the process of Krishna consciousness, one develops the Devi Sampa, divine quality. Deshyasthi bhakti bhagavat afinchana. Sarva ignani tatra samasati. As soon as one becomes devoted with all the divinely godly qualities, one becomes devala. Deshyasthi bhakti bhagavat afinchana. Sarvai gunai tatra samasati sudha. Hararo bhaktasya kuto mahadukha. Manona tena asato dhavatavai. Because people are not devotees of God. Therefore, despite all education, all advancement of scientific knowledge, still, they are dealing like cats and dogs. They are not peaceful. But the peace cannot be attained without Krishna consciousness. Aham visarbhajat gānān bhuktāta prabhu-reivaca. Simply we are practicing Krishna consciousness. There can be peace. There can be prosperity. There can be happiness. Otherwise, we shall be entangled. It is clearly mentioned here by Krishna. Deva Sampad Vimoksha. Deva Sampad means, the example is Arjuna. He immediately takes up Arjuna. Masu. You are already developed in Deva Sampad. Masu. You haven't got to worry. Masu Sampadam Deva. Obhijatasi. Obhijatasi. From the birth, you are born devotee. Therefore, Deva Sampad. They are born devotees. The whole Pandava family, they are devotees. Therefore, simply if you become devotee of Lord Krishna, then you acquire all the Daivi Sampada. And then your life is successful. You become, in another place as Krishna says, in the fourth chapter, Janma Kanma Me Dibba. Without Daivi Sampada, nobody can understand Krishna. Without Daivi Sampada. Both ways. If you try to understand Krishna, then automatically the Daivya Sampada will be developed. Or by developing Daivya Sampada, you can understand Krishna. So that is very difficult. Better you touch the electric and you become electrified. Simply by Manchabhya Vicharya Bhakti Yogina Desha. That's Krishna's advice. Simply, abhyavichayana, pure devotional service. If you engage yourself in pure devotional service to Krishna, then sabunam samatittayitana brahma bhuyasana. Immediately become elevated to the position of Brahma. These things are described very nicely, explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Our only propaganda is that you try to avoid these four principles of sinful life. Illicit sex, meat eating, gambling, and intoxication. And chant Hare Krishna. And read Bhagavad Gita. Your life is set. Thank you very much.
A piece of gold and a piece of stone light. Is it possible?
This is not question. If you have no clear idea, where is this status? Do you practically can do that? A piece of gold and piece of stone, the same thing? There is a but samalostoka answer. So, that is very advanced stage when one knows that everything is made of matter. There is one thing, kundika samadarshi. But that is when one has attained a very perfectional state, not for the ordinary man. Ordinary man, you cannot say that I see a piece of stone and a piece of gold the same way. Why don't you expect a piece of stone? Can you say, suppose if you have gone to a factory to goldsmith shop, so I say, sir, you take this ornament made of stone and you pay me the price of gold. Will you agree? Then there is no such, it must be practical. The practical life, that is very harsh thing. Those who do not care either for this place. Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami was Vrindavan. He was chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, all that. Then, one Brahmin was very poor, but as you know this story, he worshipped Lord Shiva. And when Lord Shiva was pleased, then he wanted to take him, give him some benediction. So, what you want? So he said, give me the best thing, so I shall be the greatest of all. So he said, oh, I am God, such thing, but if you want, go to Sanatana Goswami. Where is Sanatana Goswami? Vrindavan. So when he went there, so he had a touchstone. The touchstone was kept with the garbage. And he asked him, all right, you take that, you are a poor man, you take this stone, and if you touch this stone with iron, it will turn into gold. He said, find out in that garbage. So he took it and went there. So on the street he began to think that Lord Shiva advised me that he has the best thing. You go there. But he has given me this stone, it is very nice. And why did he keep it with the garbage? He has not delivered me the best thing. Then he returned. When he returned back, then Sanatana, he said, this is very nice, but I don't think this is the best thing. Because Lord Shiva said me that you have the best thing. Then if it is the best thing, why did you keep it with the garbage? So Sanatana Goswami smiled and said, yes, it is not the best thing. But for you, it was the best thing. You want more than this, more valuable? Yes, sir, for that purpose. Then take this stone and throw in the Jamuna. So he threw it and sit down, chant Hare Krishna. You see? Those who are actually attached, sarvapādhi-vinyan-muktam tatparatena nirmala. For them, it is equally well. Not for ordinary. So we cannot jump to the highest position. That is not possible. Therefore, we have to go avayam satya saṁsuddhi. these passages, they come and Krishna says, and Krishna says also this. So, actually, Krishna says ultimately, sarva guhyatam, the most confidence and knowledge I am giving you. Sarva dhammaan paritajyamaame kamsaram. This is the most confidence. So long we are not able to come to the platform of thinking the gold and the stone on the equal value, we have to follow these rules and regulations. But that is the highest consideration, that's why Sanatana Goswami, he didn't care for this text of, and not for the ordinary man. You know, ordinary man cannot make that all of a sudden, therefore it is not possible. So what was the purpose of taking that? Gita says, samalasta kanchana. Why did you raise this question? What is the purpose? We cannot be ordinary men. But why did you raise this question? What is the purpose? So what is the difference? Therefore, household lecture is allowed up to 58 years in order to learn panchasadvang panangpaja, that is Vedic system. Not to remain householder until you are fired, you see, or you are taken by death, just like our big leaders. They won't give us their householder's life unless he is fired to death or death takes him out. That is not very good proposition. My Guru Maharaj used to say that this household life means it's a concession for sending. Yes. But our position is that we should not continue sense gratification for all the life. The sense gratification process is going on by the hogs and dogs throughout the whole life. But we should not be like hogs and dogs. We should see that a certain time, pancasadvam balangam. So far, nama. That should be our motive. Not that continue. That is Vedic way of life. Pravritti means so long pravritti, attraction for household life. And next, nirithi. Now I should be depressed. But the Asura, as it says, Pabitinsa Navitinsa, Navidu Asubhutana. And if you continue simply Pravitti Marga, then you remain Asura. You don't become Deva. The whole process, Vedic system is, even if they are Asuras, gradually, by practice, by good association, by following the principles of Sahasra, we can become Deva. So our, this Krishna consciousness movement, actually we are doing that. These boys, they are, according to our shastra, they are born in Asura family. I say, but they are coming Deva, and they have become Deva. So that is not impossible. It doesn't matter. Janmana jayati sutra sastara bhavitika. Anyone can be born or low-born, sudra-born, or lower than sudra-born. But, by this process, Krishna consciousness, kīrāta hūnāna puninna puttasāra hīra-sambhā javanāsatāra janneśa pāpa. More than, still one. Suddhanti prabhavishnarīnava. That is the wonderful power of the Supreme Lord. So we are trying to bring everyone, Hindus, Muslims, or Vaishyas, Javanas, Kirata, Huna, Andhras, anyone, come to Krishna consciousness. There is no limitation. We don't say, oh, because you are born in this family, you cannot take to Krishna consciousness. Everyone can tell. Just in Africa, there are the Vedic, there becoming Vishnu. So this is our main business. This is the business of every Indian. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Bharat Bhumite Manusya Janma Haiva Ja. Janma Sarthakari Karapurana. Janma Sarthakari. First of all, we have to make our life perfect by following these principles. Not that we shall remain all along the earth. No. Let us start. Vedic Indians. At a certain age, you must give up your Grihastha. Whatever is done, that's all. Correct. That is Vedic. Brahmachari, Vanaprastha, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, mentioned. Four orders of spiritual life and four orders of material life. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra. This is called Varnasram Dharma. India, it is specially practiced. India, this Bharat Bhumi. Therefore, Bharat Bhumi is called Punna Bhumi. But we are giving up on this. We are becoming allured by something else. That is our misfortune.